Hello, everyone, and welcome to the semi-final recording. Many of you may have noticed that it's like the 20th when the round ended on the 17th. Now, thankfully, given the schedule, I have this week of contingency just sitting around at the end of each season, and I tend to always actually use it because when there's only four of you left, this becomes actually quite difficult. What a surprise! So I'm going to read through these entries. And the, well, not the entries, but, you know, my spiel. And then I will probably discuss a little bit, because I slept on this, you know, three times. So anyway, let's get to it. I'm going to start off with Frosted. I think you were a little bit lax here in your editing. There were a couple of sentences along the way that just left me a bit confused. So you need to keep that refinement tight at this stage of the game. And frankly, it might cost you in the end. Now, why do I bring this up? Because it's important going forward. Aside from that, though, I just love this. You captured the emotion, and I love the fact that you still had boots on the ground going down, and that's a risk in the face of the starfighter element, but you totally pulled it off, and I could see this unfolding on my mind, and for that, I just have to give uber high props. The other thing is, this carried some emotional gravity, which was just felt. You know, the good thing about me taking, like, 3 days to actually think about this is that I can really sit there and, like, say, what do I remember? What do I move towards and think about days after the fact? And the emotional feel of your piece really does a good job at overcoming those little grammatical mistakes that could have been weeded out. So, that's my comment for you. Now it's time to scroll down and hit up PK. My, PK. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. When I was going through this, I had a feeling that you might not actually hit the prompt. I was worried. It focused a lot on the her, and I felt it was just going to snub it, but you wrangled it in a way that made this redirect actually work. Now, I have some lingering residual feels that it may not fully attack the spirit of the prompt, but the piece is very well written aside from that, and at the end of the day I'm left thinking, especially after 3 days, that my residuals have faded and this actually did do a really good job. The other criticism here, I guess, is that once I kind of got the gist of what was happening, this is a well-known script. It has the quintessential PK all over it, though, which is great. I just think you could have done a few little things to bump up, I don't know, a less Evangelion sort of feel and more of something unique to you, if that makes any friggin' sense. More scrolling to the VOC. VOC, this is another well-written piece, but I think the prompt element here is frankly in worse shape relative to PK. You put the twist in there, and that's for sure, and I can see how that interpretation works in your mind, but the starfighter backdrop just doesn't seem to be here at all. I think you wrote this very well. I mean, it definitely, I can sit here and go like, oh man, there were parts of this piece where I just sat there, and I can picture it in my mind even today, and that's always a good thing. But I still have to question the direction. I feel like at the end of the day I could just pull this piece out and plop it down aside from the prompt, and you know, the actual prompt goal of the round would be lost, and this worries me. Utora. This just has the quintessential aspects of what I asked for in this round. I think the time breaks make it interesting, but the jumping left me feeling, I'm not sure confused is the right word, but more so lost. I mean, I'm a big fan of the time break transitions. I do it a lot, like a lot. And I'm not sure the flow here was top-notch for you. Overall, you definitely did a great job. Again, I think you hit the spirit of the prompt perfectly. But I have to admit that some of your lines just seem a little bit bare to me. You had a pretty long piece here. And I think, stylistically, you may have done a better job with a shift from these staccato staccato and long mentalities to a shorter piece with just more meat in the description. However, I do got to say that the cutoff ending, I just love that. Like, you know, so many times I see that, I'm like, man, that's a bullshit. And in this case, it fit very perfectly. So, where does this leave us? This is the time, I mean, y'all make the decision very hard because all of you have participated in this contest, some of you for years, and I've grown to know you all very well, and it makes it difficult when I see a bunch of really good pieces where there's not much of blatant suck. I mean, it's really easy when there's blatant suck. It's a bit harder when there isn't. So, I think I'm going to start with PK on this one. PK, you're going to the finals. I loved your piece. I debated the residual effects, as I said. I was a little bit concerned that there was too much fixation on the her element and not enough fixation on the, oh my god, Starfighter from the gun. But you ended up pulling it together into a collective piece that was just really fun to read and really enjoyable. And on day three, I'm still sitting there going like, hee-hee, that was cute. Cute probably isn't the best word for it. But, you know, it was just a great piece. I really enjoyed reading it. So, you are going to the finals yet again. VOC. This one was troubling for me. I think you have written very well, and you have definitely done a great job, but at the end of the day, you're not going to the finals on this one. I get a big just weight when I look at this and say, you put a lot of effort into it. You even gave me the warning, but at the end of the day, I really don't think you fulfilled the prompt to what should have been done. So you wrote very well. I'm not taking that away from you, but the joy of the challenge is to actually rise up to the challenge and take it. The other thing, which I forgot to mention at the point of the critique, is that I think you made a mistake in your execution here. You presented me something that was too big. You presented me a story that was something far from complete and in a world that required so much more knowledge. And I think you would have done a better job consolidating your efforts and focusing on just this two-week span and creating something that was more complete and more encapsulated. And even though, you know, that may suck and that may not be what you want to do as an artist's vision, I think by aiming too big, you wandered away from the actual element that I wanted to see. And that is a dangerous risk that I just don't think pulled off of you here. So, this leaves us to the very big question of what the fuck happens between Frosted and Utora. I really debated this one. I've been debating this one for, you know, days. I can't tell you how many times I've gone through and tweaked tenths of points to see how this unfolds before settling in on the decision. And my end result is that, Frosted, you are going to the final. Well, both of them, actually. This is all very confusing. So, why exactly? I sit here days later reflecting on the pieces, and while both of you hit the prompt up like, oh my god, perfectly, I think the issue here is that I really enjoyed the meat that Frosted put on the piece. I think Utora, you did a great job telling the story. I think it was fine, but, you know, I had to weigh the, like, oh, well, there's some loss here in the time breaks versus those couple grammatical mistakes which Frosted had. And at the end of the day, I was left essentially down to which one carried the most emotional gravity, so to speak, and that one went to Frosted. Frosted's piece left the bigger impression on my mind over the long run. And so that is really the basis of my decision here. Time to sip some Coke. Because differentiating against good pieces is never an easy task. So, the overview of this is that all of you can actually submit to the final, because this is how it breaks down. We have, in the GGW Championship, PK versus Frosted. Okay? That's where it's interesting. Well, at least for GGW. In terms of the Prism, going in, we have Utora and Frosted in a tie. And VOC is still in the game. So, everyone can technically submit to the finals, which is odd, and has actually, this is the first time this has ever happened. There's a tie going into the AGWL final, and there's a third person still in contention for the Prism, and then, of course, we have the GGW Championship. So this is, I mean, to me, this is really exciting. I always sit around, and I'm like, okay, especially once it gets down to now, I'm just like, all right, what's going to happen? You know, what are the storylines going on in the contest itself? Like, the benefit of having a contest that's been around for so long is that there are really, like, not, I guess, epic storylines, but there are definitely storylines between the competitors and where they're coming from and what they're doing, and it's always very interesting to me to see who ends up stepping up into the finals. And so I think the takeaway is, all of you have gotten here for a reason. All of you have certainly proven your worth. I don't think, there's any reason to hold your heads low at this point. And so I'm very happy with the pieces you've given me over the course of this contest, and many of you over the course of the year and respective years. So, I feel like I have explained myself quite thoroughly. That being said, get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies.